friendsinwonder.com.
You guys are definitely boomers.
Okay, no. How do you say that?
I don't know. It's
because I'm wearing gloves?
No, it's the locks. It's the flowing locks.
Hey, Boomer, how you doing this morning?
Hey, I resemble that remark.
Yes, we do, don't we?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because this is an exciting episode for us, one that we wanted to tackle from the very beginning when we started planning this show way back in March. And as a couple of older guys doing a podcast, one of the things we thought a lot about was this generational aspect of it.
Right. We wanted to decide whether we have any business even being in the podcast world or if that's already passed us by.
Yeah. You know, the generational aspect of, I don't know, some people call it the generational divide. And you read a lot of articles about millennials and Generation Z and boomers and the term hey boomer. And it's been a hot topic for, I don't know, the last couple of decades. And, you know, it feels like we continue to label, and I'll use air quotes and say research, all of these things that go along with these generations. And you and I were wondering from the very beginning, can we help bring people together? Are there things that are common? Is it really as bad as it's put out there in the media to be? And so we had a lot of questions about that.
Well, yeah. I mean, we, first of all, we were trying to determine whether we have a place in the podcast world because we are boomers and mostly, you know, younger generations are listening to podcasts. And, you know, one of the common, I will call misconceptions of boomers is that we don't know how to work electronics. So if our target audience is boomers like we are, we may have a very small target audience because they don't know how to find podcasts in the first place. But of course, that's not a true label. But yeah, and I think that really comes down to this whole idea. When we first did the research on this, we recorded a kind of a fun little trial episode that was really just you and I riffing about what we want to do in our podcast.
Bantering back and forth. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we let my son, my millennial aged son, who is quite a podcast listener. In fact, he's the one who introduced me to listening to podcasts in general, you know, my nieces and nephews and my son. And we let him listen to it. And he thought we sounded a lot like boomers.
Yeah. He even came up with a name for our show, didn't he?
Yeah, I think, well, I don't know. He what he suggested is that we embrace that we're boomers. And he said it in a nice way. When I say that he said that we sound like boomers, it wasn't in a disrespectful way. It was more that, you know, maybe that should be our target market. And so we originally were even considering calling this podcast expanding boomers.
Yeah. And we talked about that, and we did a lot of sort of R&D work on that title. And we had a little feedback from people about it. One of our dear friends who we've known for a long time gave us some feedback that said, don't use that.
He doesn't like to mince words, that fellow.
Yeah.
Well, we've actually interviewed him in another episode, but right.
Yeah.
And the idea is you and I kind of resist it. We like the idea of expanding boomers because we do. That's part of our DNA. We recognize that we're boomers, and we're always trying to expand our understanding of things. And but what we didn't like about it is that it was a label and it was a division. And
exactly.
Really, we want to be more about unification and unity rather than you're a boomer, you sit over there and you talk about those things, and we're millennials, we're going to be over here and let's just stay on separate sides of the fence. We're not like that at all.
No, in fact, and that's one of the reasons why our good friend was absolutely correct, as he generally is. And we decided to sway away from that because we didn't like the labeling and we didn't want to be put ourselves in a box. Or I think another way of saying it is we didn't want to put anybody else in a box.
Right.
And so we started talking about episodes that we could do surrounding this quote unquote generational divide. And we decided we'd go out into the field at some point. And so we did.
Well, we definitely want, if we're going to talk about the different labels or the different, you know, divisions of generations, we thought, what better way to deal with it than to talk to people from those labels or generational groups?
Yeah. Yeah. And so we tried a couple of different scenarios. I know we went to Novi on a Sunday afternoon during a football game, and crickets were there. So
Novi is a suburb in metropolitan Detroit. We thought if we went to kind of a bar area on a Sunday afternoon, we'd find all sorts of people going to the bars to watch football games.
Yeah, but I guess people don't do that anymore since COVID, right?
I know. I told my son, one of my sons, that we did that. And he said, well, that's boomer of you in the first place to think that you're going to find a bunch of kids from my generation on a Sunday afternoon. So, yeah.
So you came up with an idea to go to a tailgate party or tailgate parties at a U of M football game. And that worked out quite splendidly, didn't it?
Well, I mean, we thought that what we wanted to do is get as large a sampling of people in as small an area as possible to make it easy for us. And, you know, we thought about a Lions game or, you know, and then obviously a Michigan, University of Michigan game was another idea, Ann Arbor being very close to us. And so that's what we decided on. That was actually turned out to be perfect.
Yeah.
Except for the weather.
The weather. It was so this was November 19th, and U of M was playing Illinois, and I think it was about 15 freaking degrees outside.
It was. Thankfully, it wasn't that windy, but when we got there, we went to an area where, you know, very close to the stadium, where people take their tailgating very seriously, and they have tents, and they have heaters, and open fires, and televisions and all sorts of good things. If anybody's been to fancy tailgates before, they know what we're talking about. But the cool thing was there was a wide range of demographics, both from age as well as, you know, from various parts of the country.
Yeah. It was really interesting. So, you know, this was really a qualitative adventure for us. We're not looking to, you know, make any great statistical correlations between what we heard, but it certainly was some reflective interviews. And we visited 21 different tents. And as you said, there was a wide range of people. There were people from obviously Michigan, but a lot of different parts of Michigan, Illinois, California, West Virginia, and our Canadian friends who were trying to sell their tent. And they were quite an interesting group of people. They were trying to sell it for about $180
Let's just say those Canadians got to the tailgate a lot earlier than we did and began celebrating a lot earlier than we did, too.
Yes, not an understatement, but they had a lot of interesting things to say.
So 21 different tailgates, but there were probably 4 to 5 people at least at every tailgate. I would say we probably talked to or put a microphone in front of 70 or more people. And it was interesting. It was very interesting. You've done this before and it was new to me and it was a lot of fun. But we wanted to ask some of the similar questions to a wide variety of people so we could get an idea of how people feel about these generational labels in the first place.
Yeah. And we got so much great feedback from all of those people that when we came back and dug into it, we decided that we're going to need to do 2 shows on this topic.
Yeah. 2 episodes. And this is the first one.
This is the first one. And in the first one, we want to give you a feel for what we heard. We're going to play some clips. And in the second show, we'll give you sort of our summary and conclusions. So we don't want to give it away because it's going to be 2 great shows.
It was interesting. There were some very interesting answers to questions about this whole idea of different generations and what the younger generations think of the older generations, what the older generations think of the younger generations, and that kind of thing. And really the question of do you really relate to all of this generational labeling in the first place? And so it was a lot of fun. It was really a lot of fun.
Yeah. So let's get right into some of the things that we heard.
Well, yeah, one of the first ones that we wanted to ask everybody, because we almost called this program Expanding Boomers, and we see ourselves as boomers, and you know, my own children see me as a boomer. So we thought, well, why not go around and, as part of our interview process, ask as many people as we see, have you ever called somebody a boomer? And that was a lot of fun because we got a lot of different answers.
Yeah. So let's just see what we got from our interviews.
Oh, you want to jump right into them now? Yeah. Let's play the montage in response to the question. Have you ever called anybody a boomer?
I have not. No, no. That's it's almost an offensive term, I think.
Have you ever called anyone a boomer?
I have.
When was that, and what was it like? What was the situation?
One of my friends said something. I don't remember quite what he said, but he sounded very old and referred to him as a boomer.
Have you ever used the term "okay, boomer"?
No, not really my thing. Not really my thing.
Okay, cool. Okay, why not?
I don't know, man. I respect everybody. I'm like, you know, everybody's got their own ways, so.
Have you ever used the phrase "okay, boomer"?
No.
Never. How come? Why not? Oh, you're about to say you had?
Well, I work in a nursing home, so I usually have to say that to them every once in a while.
Have you ever called anyone a boomer?
I call him a boomer all the time.
Have you ever called anyone a boomer?
I call my dad a boomer to my friends.
You refer to him as a boomer to your friends?
Yes.
How do you say? What was that?
I said Christmas and all will not be good for her this year.
So when you refer to him as a boomer to your friends, can you give me an example of how you would say it?
It's typically with electronics.
Oh, so you might send a text and say what? I don't mean to make your Christmas any worse, but.
I don't know if I want to say it on air or in front of him right now.
Yeah, that's just, that's why I was so excited to do this, Vince, is because it's so authentic. Some people think it's offensive to call somebody a boomer. Some people thought it was endearing, or respectful or disrespectful. It was very real.
All right. So let's listen to some more and go visit our Canadian friends.
Why do you think a boomer would have been amazed by that?
Hey, he's like, you know how to use a phone, you know how to use a computer or technology or anything. Like, I don't know, you need explanations for everything, I guess. I don't know.
Have you ever called someone a boomer?
None till this moment.
So you're saying I brought that out in you?
Well, yeah, you're bringing it on yourselves, boomers.
It's racist. It's almost racist now to call someone.
Racist. It's ageist.
Ageist, yeah.
No, have you ever called anyone a boomer?
No, it's disrespectful. I love those guys. It's a compliment.
It's a compliment.
Yep.
Have you ever called anyone a boomer?
Boomer? No.
That's like my parents' age, man.
Have you ever called anyone a boomer?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Give me an example of why you'd call someone a boomer. How'd that play out?
Oh, just... My dad's very old-fashioned in some of the things that he does, and it's not as in, like, he's being hateful or anything, or it's just like, oh, that's such a boomer thing. He's, I love my dad. He's just been, 60 years old way before he's turning 60 this year.
You're 15, 14?
I'm 18.
18? Oh, yeah. All right, so you're almost in college.
Yeah,
so senior. Have you ever called anybody a boomer?
Yeah, my parents.
Well, why do you call, that's a generation. So what do you think, what are like what triggers you to call your parents a boomer?
Usually when they ask me questions about phones, electronics, that usually causes the boomer,
Okay, so the common criticism of boomers is they don't know how to work electronics.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Noah, how old are you?
I'm 16.
16?
Yeah.
So have you ever called anyone a boomer?
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah, my mom. Doesn't really know how to work her phone.
Same reason, huh?
Yeah.
So boomers don't know about technology, basically, is what you're saying.
Not at all.
First of all, I want to ask one question. Have you ever called anybody a boomer?
No. I know the term, and my dad probably would be one of them, but I don't
I don't.
No, I've never used a term in my life.
You think it's disrespectful?
No.
Has anybody, you ever call anyone a boomer?
Yeah, my parents are boomers.
Yeah, and so when would what would trigger you to call them a boomer?
Knowing that they're hard workers, and by their example, that's where I'm at today.
So it's a compliment then.
Yes.
Have you ever called anyone a boomer?
No, I have not called anybody that. I never want to be rude and be like, oh, I don't want to go out in public and say, oh, you're a boomer, blah, 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 this stuff. I'm like, I don't be like that. I'm not like that person at all.
Well, boomer, that was sort of enlightening. And you know, I don't feel like people were saying too many bad things about boomers.
No, you know, in fact, the one thing that we noticed is that of all the people we asked, and I don't know how many times we asked that question, not once did somebody say something like visceral, right? You know, it was mostly respectful. And even those who did use the term when they said that they did, it was mostly a playful kind of thing. And of course, the number one issue being that apparently we're not good with electronics.
Yeah, apparently not, but we're here we are. So, so you're a parent. Does this change your perspective on boomer or no?
No, I mean, the kids love to use that phrase kind of like whenever you're talking about the good old days or something like that. They say, okay, boomer. And I think now they even use it amongst themselves. Millennials will call other millennials boomers if they do something that sounds a little bit like the good old days. And I think, again, it's fun, but it's, you know, and that's one of the things that we found in this process is that people in this labeling, it's not as divisive as you might be led to believe when you hear it talked about in, you know, the general mainstream. And that was why we wanted to ask another question, which kind of hits on that topic. Do you identify as a particular generation?
How old are you?
45.
45, and that would make you
I think Gen X.
You think Gen X.
I believe so. I think Gen X is you kind of don't really care about anything. You just kind of, it goes with the flow kind of thing, you know? So that's what that's a good trait, I think.
We don't care if we're Gen X or Y or Z. It doesn't, like, whatever. Yeah,
whatever
like,
it is, it is.
What's it like in California with the generations? Is there much of a, do you identify as Generation Z?
Not particularly. I mean, nobody, like, refers to themselves as a Gen Z. People just, like, I mean, you kind of, like, know it to yourself. Nobody really shares their generation, I feel like.
So it's really, do you ever have discussions like in your social groups about them?
Never, really, never.
Do you think of yourself as part of a identifiable generation, like boomer, Gen X, Gen Z, anything like that?
Boomer.
You're a boomer?
Okay. Apparently so.
What generation would you say you belong to?
I mean, I would consider myself, like, I was born in the 2001, so I'm the, what's that, Gen X
millennial,
or millennial, yeah.
Millennial. Oh, but yeah, you might be Gen Z.
I'm right there in that cut. I'm 21.
Oh, yeah. You're
right there in that cut, yeah. But, like, personality-wise, man, I feel like I'm definitely part of the older crew. I like the older shit. I'm an 80s guy, you know, I like all that stuff.
And classic rock.
Classic rock, that's all I listen to.
Who's your favorite band?
Oh, man, probably got to go, like, Motley Crue, Van Halen, more of a heavy rock kind of guy, so...
Gotcha.
I'm in that area, so.
Yeah, this is so interesting. We were getting such a mixed bag of responses of whether people identify with, you know, their own particular generation.
Yeah, and it seems like people don't like to be labeled themselves as one generation because they also, as humans, know that they have positive qualities of other generations. And so they don't necessarily fit into the label, which gets back to our conversation about labeling. And is it good? Does it help? You know,
right.
People don't see themselves that way.
And in a way, we were kind of leading this whole process by, you know, saying, oh, you're a Gen Z or you're a Gen X. Do you relate to that? But when it came right down to it, when the rubber hit the road, most of these people don't want to box themselves into that label.
No, they're more expansive than the labeling.
Yeah, then expanding their own generation. Exactly.
All right, Joe. So let's listen to some more.
Okay.
Well, I'm a Gen Zer, so I don't fit into the millennial.
Well, then, what do you think of millennials?
I kind of feel like I'm a millennial, but I fit into Gen Z. I don't know.
So, you're Generation Z. Do you identify as like Generation Z? Do you does that a common part of your conversations with people?
Not really, no.
Okay, so okay, you're 20. I'm going to ask you a few questions. Yeah. So, do you think there's misconceptions about Generation Z?
No, not really. I mean, we're kind of weird. We're a weird generation. I don't think there's any misconceptions.
Why do you think you're weird? What do you describe weird, if you can, and why do you think that is?
A bunch of kids grew up on the internet. That's basically it. Like, they were just always on the internet. Just grew up weird. That's just how it was. Just weird, yeah.
Do you identify as a particular generation?
No, because I don't agree with my generation.
What's your generation?
Apparently a millennial, and I don't like it.
Okay, well, can you tell us why?
Because I don't agree with the way they're fucking going.
Well,
I see things going a different direction than what things are actually going with them.
Okay. So you think there's misconceptions about millennials, or do you think it's true?
No, I think there's misconceptions depending on beginning stages or end stages of millennials.
Millennials need to be divided in two.
Yes, they need to be. You got millennials that actually want to work for a living. You got millennials that want everything handed to them.
Yeah. Do you identify with a particular generation?
I do. I'm a millennial.
You're a millennial.
I am.
What are some of the best things about millennials, and what are some of the worst things about millennials?
The best and the worst. The best is we're very outgoing, make our own future. The worst thing is we're a little dramatic.
A little dramatic. Can you describe that a little bit? Give me an example.
You know, we. I don't know.
High school?
You're part of Generation Z. Did you know that?
No.
You don't know that you're part of Generation Z?
No idea.
Do you have any idea about generations in general?
No.
Okay, well, that's good. That's a good answer.
What generation do you identify with?
I'm a baby boomer at heart. I guess I'm Gen Z if you really want to get down to it, but I don't identify with them, no.
Okay, so you're a boomer at heart.
Yes, sir.
And why do you say that?
Take me home.
Because I drink beer. And I come from a good family, that's why.
So you were raised right, so you have boomer values?
I was raised the right way. I know the way to act. I'm respectful. And, you know, that's the way it should be.
64.
Okay, you're right on the cusp. You're right on the cusp of the boomer generation.
I'm old. You got outside. You're not on your laptops playing video games. You're outdoors, you know.
So what it
disappeared. It's gone.
Do you think it's gone forever?
No, it'll rekindle.
What's going to rekindle it?
Parents like us trying to get our kids out. My son's always outside, you know. It's just you got to get out, get the parents to take their kids out, have fun, and enjoy the outdoors again.
Are you?
I'm X.
You're X.
I'm 49.
Okay. Do you have children?
Yeah.
Are they generation? What generation are they?
They're 19 and 22.
Gen Z.
They're Zs. Okay. Yeah.
So.
I actually wish they were not Gen Zs. They wish they were born in our era, because they like how we are as, I don't know, like. Just how we perform with our work and everything like that, right? Does that make sense?
So what I heard there, to try and sum it up so we can talk about this a little bit, is that people don't generally put themselves in a box of labeled by generation, but in some cases they are willing to put other people in a box. Did you do that?
Yeah. It's a little bit divisive, and I was a little concerned because we're running around putting microphones in front of people's faces and asking them, do you relate to a generation, or what do you think misconceptions of other generations are? We were kind of leading it with the questions, but it was interesting to see how quick people didn't want to be put in a box themselves, but were willing to allow others to be put in a box or put other people in the box.
Yeah, it's sort of this chameleon-like self-concept where, and I think it's human nature. We either have been taught, absorbed, or want to absorb the good qualities of other humans. And certainly we get that from people who are older than us. And yet at the same time, we don't want to cop to some of the stereotypes that are made about our generation.
Yeah, it was definitely a mixed bag when we asked whether they relate to the generational labels. But as we're going to demonstrate in the next episode, when you start asking people to describe characteristics of other generations, it's interesting that people are quick to do that, especially when they're talking about generations younger or below them.
Very quick, and they have very definitely formed opinions. And that's interesting because not everybody fits into each category. So, you know, this misnomer about boomers not being able to handle technology, I'd say we're on a pretty good level of being able to do that. But at the same time, there are people that are our age that just don't use the internet, and
they still have flip phones. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they have that.
So we've got a lot of great stuff coming up in our next episode where we dig a little bit deeper into all of this. And we have a lot more great interviews coming up. And this was a lot of fun.
Oh my gosh. You give people a microphone, they'll pretty much say anything. And of course, we got to the point where we were a little playful with some of our questions too, but it really made for some humorous recordings, or I guess, clips.
So as we end today, please enjoy some of these bits of humor that we heard, and be sure to join us next week. Like I said, we'll dig deeper into some of the things that generations are saying about each other, some disrespectful, some respectful, and we'll also give you some of our conclusions about all this. So thanks for joining us today.
FriendsInWonder.com or talk at FriendsInWonder.com.
Yeah, most of our people who want to buy tents, they always are on a podcast for some reason. I don't know why.
You can call it a podcast tent.
It's a podcast tent. Actually, come in. We got a heater. Come in.
All right. Thank you. Cool. You know, that's what they say.
Do you guys want breakfast burritos?
Yeah. You guys want a burrito?
Have you ever told anyone to get off your lawn?
No, but we joke about it because sometimes I want to.
I don't identify as a boomer. My pronouns are rap god and boomer, I guess.
Rap god, I like that.
We're called Friends in Wonder, and this is Joe, and I'm Vince. Love the hat,
Joe,
man.
Vince,
it's looking good, yeah.
What's happening?
Long-time listener, first-time meeting.
All right, so what do you think that boomers are? What are the conceptions that you have of boomers? Can you be honest?
They like muscle cars? Muscle cars.
Muscle cars.
Yeah.
Too much Steely Dan.
And AC/DC.
Too much Steely Dan?
Way too much Steely Dan.
Too much Steely Dan.